What a privilege we have to have a Bible in our lap.
我们手上有本圣经是何等的权柄和荣幸。
And to know God's story.
可以知道神的故事。
To have the good news from God.
从神而来的福音。
What a terrible dark place this would be if we did not have good news from God.
若没有从神而来的好消息，这个世界本是何等的黑暗。
I'm glad to see fellow believers.
我很高兴看到信主的弟兄姊妹。
The Bible says that you are the majestic ones in all the earth.
圣经说你是世上的荣耀之子。
Please open your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
请我翻到《哥林多后书》第八章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8,
第八章
verse 9,
第九节。Okay. 你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
I will read it in English.
我会用英文读。
For you know.
你们知道。
Paul was writing to these Corinthians and telling them about something they already knew.
保罗写信给哥林多教会，告诉他们他们已经知道的事实。
I know that most of you know what I am about to tell you.
我知道你们大多数人都知道我要告诉你们的东西。
But I gladly remind you of these wonderful truths.
但是我很高兴再次提醒你圣经中的真理。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
That though he was rich,
他本来富足
Yet for your sake he became poor,
却为你们成了贫穷
so that you through his poverty might become rich.
叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足
During the past 2 weeks, I have found this to be my favorite song.
过去两个礼拜我总是喜欢唱这首歌。
Fanny Crosby, the great hymn writer, wrote these words.
一位著名的作家 Fanny Crosby 写的这个词。
Tell me the story of Jesus.
告诉我耶稣的故事。
Write on my heart every word.
把这个故事的每一个字刻在我的心板上。
Tell me the story most precious.
让我知道这个最宝贝的故事。
Sweetest that ever was heard.
是最甜。这张经节里头有四点，每一句都有一点。
We want to consider number one.
第一
，the riches of Christ.
基督的富足。
Number two, the poverty of Christ.
第二，基督的贫穷。
Number three, our poverty.
第三，我们的贫穷。
It is not. It is implied.
同时也暗示了
that we were poor.
我们也是贫穷的。
And number four,
第四,
our riches,
我们,
through his poverty,
借着基督的贫穷所得到的富足。
He says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
He's talking to them about giving.
他在跟他们讲的内容是有关捐书的事情，捐献，奉献。
He reminds the Corinthians in verse 1 of the example of the Macedonians.
第一节他讲到马其顿教会的榜样。
He says, you know how they gave.
你知道马其顿教会是怎么样子奉献的。
But then he reminds them of the example of the Master.
然后他又提醒他们主耶稣自己的榜样。
Look how he gave.
看看主耶稣怎么牺牲舍己，把他自己奉献了。
This phrase, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, occurs repeatedly in the New Testament.
在新约里头，主耶稣基督恩典这个词不断的出现。
At the end of the book of Romans, it says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you."
在罗马书的末了，也告诉我们，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠常与你们同在。
At the end of 1 Corinthians, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you."
在哥林多前书第一章的末了，也告诉我们，主耶稣基督的恩典与你们同在。
At the end of 2 Corinthians, the same phrase.
哥林多后书的末了也是基督的恩典。
At the end of Galatians,
加拉太书也是。
At the end of Ephesians,
在以弗所书也是。
At the end of Philippians,
在腓立比书也是。
At the end of Colossians,
在哥罗西书也是。
At the end of 1 and 2 Thessalonians,
在帖撒罗尼迦前后书也是这么说。
At the end of 1 and 2 Timothy,
在提摩太前后书也是这样。
Almost all, if not all, of Paul's epistles are finished with these words.
几乎所有，如果不是所有的保罗的书信，最后都是这样结尾的。
What is at the very end of the Bible?
在圣经的最末了
At the last phrase of Revelation, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.
启示录的最后一句话也是耶稣基督的恩典与你们同在。
I want to talk to you about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我要跟你们讲的就是耶稣基督的恩典。
I feel so clumsy at this attempt.
我觉得拙口笨舌讲不清楚。
The psalmist said, who can speak of all his mighty works?
诗篇说到谁能够讲述他一切的大能的作为。
Who can tell of all his praises?
谁能够讲述他配得称颂的荣耀。
I wish I had the tongue of an angel.
我希望我有天使的舌头。
But we will tell you a little something of the grace of the Lord Jesus.
稍微略略讲一点点耶稣基督的恩惠。
Let's look at this first phrase. It says, though he was rich.
我们看看这第一个句子。他本富足。本来。
We want to talk about the riches of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要讲述耶稣基督的富足。
You notice it says, though he was rich.
虽然他本富足。
Was implies past
这是过去式他本来从前富足
A previous condition
是从前的景况
Have you ever wondered what it was like for the Lord Jesus Christ before he was incarnated
主耶稣道成肉身之前你有没有想过他从前那个景况如何呢
What was it like for the Lord Jesus before he became a man
当他降世为人之前他从前是什么样呢
What was it like for the Lord Jesus in his original condition?
在他起初的景况他是什么样的呢?
When he was there in glory in his pristine, perfect state.
在他那荣耀的起初的光景当中在荣耀中他是什么样的呢?
I've looked at cars that were old, that were rusted, and I wonder, what was that car like before?Time and man touched it.
我看到一些老爷车又旧又生锈的我不知道当人和时间没有碰过这个车之前它起初是什么德性的呢
One time I saw on TV where they interviewed a man who had been mauled by a bear.
有一次我在电视上看到有一个人他被一只大灰熊 给弄伤了弄体无完肤面目全非
His face was distorted.
他的脸都面目全非了
And I wondered, what did he look like before?
我就在想他从前是什么样子的呢
One time my son was in a fellow's house to repair his computer.
有一次我的儿子在他的同学家里头给他修电脑。
This fellow was in his 80s.
这个人已经80多岁了不是同学。
And he was telling my son how that he used to be a boxer in the military.
这老头告诉我儿子说的他从前在海军里头是打拳的拳击手。
And he gave my son a little show.
他然后就表演给他看八十岁老头。
My son said, I wonder what he was like when he was in the military.
我儿子说哦当他在当兵的时候不知道他从前是什么样子的。
I grew up on a farm.
我生长在农村里。
And one of our neighbors was a poor farmer.
我的一个邻居是很穷的。
But you could tell when you went on his farm, you could tell that he had been a rich farmer.
但是你到他的农场上的时候，你会可以知道他从前很富足。
You could tell by the old machinery that was there. You could tell by the buildings that were there that were now tumbling down.
你看到那些现在已经破烂不堪的房子，但是你知道从前那个房子很好的，它那些东西都很好的。
The man through poor management had lost it all, but you wondered what did it used to be like.
这个人因为经营不当失去了一切所有，但你就想他从前有钱的时候什么样子的。
And so the same for the Lord Jesus Christ. What was it before?
主耶稣也是这样，你可以想象他从前是何等的荣耀。
Before Calvary's cross.
在各个他十架之前。
Before the carpenter's shop at Nazareth.
在那木匠的拿撒勒的家中，从前什么样子？
Before the manger at Bethlehem.
在那个马槽伯利恒的马槽之前是什么样子？
What was it like for the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣从前的荣耀如何？
Have you ever thought of that? Does the Bible speak of this?
你曾经想过吗？ 圣经有没有提到这些呢？
You may think of something more than me, but I have these two scriptures that I would like to point out.
也许你想象力比我更丰富，但是我要
Please look at John chapter 17.
我们看看约翰福音第十七章。
John 17 verse 5.
第五节。
Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
父啊，现在求你使我同你同享荣耀，就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀。
The Lord Jesus had glory before the world was.
世界还没有形成，主耶稣就在荣耀里。
And secondly,
好，第二段经文。
In John 17, verse 24.
约翰17章24节。
Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, so they may see my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，好叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱了我。
He had a love relationship with God the Father before the world was.
在创世之前，主耶稣就跟父有一个爱的关系。
So let's look at these two things, the glory and the love.
让我们来看看这两件事，一是荣耀，第二是爱。
Notice we are not talking about the glories the Lord Jesus had upon creation.
注意啊，我们讲的不是在创世的时候的荣耀。
Yes, upon creation, the Lord Jesus was rich in possessions.
是的, 在创世的时候, 主耶稣就在荣耀之中, 他拥有一切所有。
The heavens were his and the stars were his.
天堂一切所有, 星宿银河都是他的。
All the fullness of the earth was his.
世界一切的丰富都是属他的。
The Lord Jesus owned all the gold and ochre.
主耶稣拥有一切金矿。
He owned the ivory and Tarshish.
他拥有在他施的象牙。
He owned the cedars in Lebanon.
他拥有在森林里的一切树木。
The Lord Jesus owned the cattle upon a thousand hills and all the beasts in the field.
他拥有一切的牲畜，成千的山上的牲畜都是属他的。
The sand on the seashore was the Lord's.
海边的沙，所有的沙都属他的。
But notice we're not talking about that. We're talking about, what the Lord had before the world was. When there was nothing in the universe but the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about that, and we're not talking also about a comparative glory.
我们讲的不是那个，讲的也不是一个比较的荣耀。
The book of Hebrews
希伯来书,
says that the Lord Jesus had a name better than the prophets.
讲到主耶稣的名比先知的更高,
and better than the angels.
比天使的更高,
but we're not talking about anything that is better.
我们讲的不是那个更好, 那个比较性的,
because back then there was nothing else to compare with.
因为在那个时候创世之前没有比较的对象。
at an Olympic, after an Olympic contest.
在奥林匹克比赛之后,
they have this one who's got the gold medal.
他们会有一个金牌得奖者,
and then the silver medal.
然后银牌,
and then the bronze.
然后铜牌,
and so there is a relative glory.
所以有一个比较的荣耀高高低低。
But you see here, there's none to compare with the Lord.
但是这里没有人可以跟主耶稣相比。
There are no other contestants.
没有人跟他比赛。
We're talking rather about the glory that the Lord had before the world was.
我们讲的是在创世之前主所拥有的原来的荣耀。
So you see, it was not the glory of what the Lord had.
我们讲的不是主所有的荣耀。
But it was the glory of who he was.
讲的是他本来就拥有的荣耀。
It was the glory of all of his divine attributes.
是他一切神性的荣耀。
When all those divine attributes were in full manifestation.
他的神性完完全全地彰显的荣耀。
Before his glory was veiled at the incarnation.
在他的荣耀被遮掩，在降世为人遮掩之前。
The glory of his self-existence.
这他自有拥有的荣耀。
The glory of his self-sufficiency.
他那自己自足的荣耀。
The glory of his omnipotence.
他全能的荣耀。
It was the glory when the Lord Jesus was there alone with the Father in perfect communion.
当他与父亲密无间交通时的荣耀。
And that brings us to this second point.
好，我们看到第二点。
I'm saying number one, the Lord was rich in glory.
他本富足在荣耀中。
But secondly, the Lord was rich in communion.
他本富足与神的父的交通。
He was rich in love.
在爱中的交通。
Because verse 24 speaks of the love that he had before the world was.
第二十四节讲到，在没有创世以前，他已经爱了主耶稣。
Don't you know that relationships are of supreme importance.
你不知道吗？人跟人的关系啊，是太重要了。
If your child was kidnapped,
如果你的孩子被绑架了，
you'd give everything you had to get him back.
你会舍弃一切所有把他赎买回来。
Because that relationship is worth more than all your possessions.
因为这个父子关系超越一切你所拥有的财富。
You've heard the saying that if you have family and friends,Then you're a rich man.
你有没有听过这句话？只要你有朋友、有家庭，你就是个富足的人。
It says in Proverbs 15.
箴言十五章。
Better is a dish of vegetables where love is.
是素菜，彼此相爱。
Than the fattened ox where hatred exists.
强如吃肥牛，彼此相恨。
What about the relationship between the father and the son?
父与子的关系如何呢
？How great was it？
这关系是何等亲密呢
？You think of the greatest time that you've had with your father, or the greatest time that you've had with your son。
你想想，你跟你的爸爸、跟你的儿子最美好的时光。
Whatever it was only a faint picture, a faint picture of what it was between the heavenly father and his son。
不管那个关系多美好，那不过是。父与子的关系的一个缩影，一个很微弱的反应而已。
One indicator of how great their relationship was is revealed by this.
其中一个表现那个关系是何等的美好，是这样表现的。
They were satisfied. They were content.
他们是何等的满足。
From all eternity.
从起初都是彼此满足的。
If you got on an airplane and sat down beside a stranger,
如果你上了飞机跟一个陌生人坐在一块儿，
you might find something interesting to talk about for a while.
你起初呢有一些有趣的话题可以讲一讲。
But eventually you feel like you've talked about everything you can say.
最后你觉得无话可说了。
Or how about someone locked up in jail with another man?
或者你坐监狱跟另外一个人坐同监的。
You'd find some interesting conversation for a few days.
两三天呢，你也许很有趣，能够彼此了解。
But eventually you'd get bored with a fellow.
最后你烦他了。
Let me out of here.
让我出去吧。
But think of it Think of the Father and the Son.
但想想父与子的关系。
They did not get bored with one another for all eternity.
哇，从古至今他们都没有反厌烦过。
This is our God.
这是我们的神，他永恒不变。
This is the depth of that love relationship.
这是那个爱的关系的深度。
And so it says, though he was rich,
说他本富足
rich in glory,
在荣耀中何等富足
and rich in love,
在爱中何等富足
Now secondly,
第二
let's look at the poverty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看看主耶稣基督的贫穷
It says, for our sakes he became poor.
他为了我们的缘故他成为贫穷
Poor in what?
在哪里贫穷呢
Let's look at his poverty in those two areas in which he was rich.
我们来看看这两个方面的贫穷，本来富足，现在变成贫穷的两个方面。
Consider the poverty in his laying aside his glory.
想想他把他的荣耀放弃了，他变成贫穷了。
Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see.
这荣耀的神披戴了人的肉身
Hail the incarnate deity
赞美着降世为人的神
What wonderment must have broke out amongst the angels
当天使是何等的惊讶
When word got out
当他们听到了
that God was going to become a man
神要降世为人的时候
the son of God would become the son of man
神子变为人子
The infinite one would become an infant.
那永恒的变成了一个婴孩。
Deity would become humanity.
神降世为人。
The light of the world would be eclipsed by the darkness of the mother's womb.
世界的光被母亲的肚腹给遮掩了。
He who sat in the heavens would now lie in a feed bunk, a manger.
那坐在天上荣耀宝座上的，如今在一个马槽里头躺卧。
The one who upheld the world would now be upheld by a mother's arm.
这一位用全能的手托住万有的，如今妈妈的手托住他。
The one who dealt out the galaxies would now be dealing with wood chips.
那曾经创造银河星宿的，如今在木匠家里头干活。
The one who provided and created everything would now be dependent on charity himself.
那曾创造万有、供应万有的，如今要靠人的奉献来维生。
The one who fed all the creatures would now be hungry.
那一位供养世上一切活物的，如今自己饥饿。
The one who owned the fountains of the deep would say, "Would you give me a drink of water?"
那一位拥有深渊之处一切泉源的，如今说：“给我一口水喝吧。”
His home was in heaven, and now he had no place to lay his head.
他的家在天上，如今他没有枕头的地方。
Everything was under his feet, and now we find him at the feet of the disciples, washing their feet.
万物都在他的脚下，如今他在他门徒的脚前替他们洗脚。
I'm saying, consider the poverty of the Lord Jesus because of his humanity.
想想主耶稣降世为人，他成了何等的贫穷，他的荣耀降卑。
It's not only that the Lord became a man, but he also became a poor man.
他不仅变成一个人了，他成了一个穷人。
The foxes had their dens, but the Lord Jesus had no place to lay his head.
狐狸有洞，但是主耶稣没有地方枕头。
His parents were so poor that they offered a dove.
他的父母亲如此贫穷，他们献祭的时候献一只鸽子。
The Lord's disciples were not rich men. They were not senators, but rather fishermen.
他的门徒不是做议员的，而是做渔夫的。
The Lord was supported by women.
主耶稣是那些妇人来供养他的生活。
We find the Lord Jesus using a borrowed cradle.
我们看到他用一个借来的摇篮。
Paying his taxes with borrowed money.
借来的钱来付税。
Riding a borrowed donkey.
借来的驴来骑。
Using a borrowed loom.
借来的女人的杜甫
a borrowed room,
借来的旅店
and a borrowed tomb,
借来的坟墓。
Not only you see the not only the poverty of the incarnation,
不仅仅他降卑的贫穷
not only being a man but a poor man,
不仅仅成了一个人，成了一个贫穷的人
and not only a poor man but a rejected man,
不仅仅是贫穷，而且是被人弃绝的人。
There is no glory in rejection and shame.
被人弃绝没有任何荣耀的，是羞耻的。
The Lord Jesus had the fullness of the Spirit, and yet they said that you have a demon.
主耶稣满被圣灵充满，但他们说你有一个邪灵。
He was wisdom incarnate, and yet they said you're insane.
他是智慧的化身，但他们说你发疯了，神经病。
The Lord came from heaven, and yet they said you're from Samaria.
主耶稣从天而来，但他们说你是从撒玛利亚。
He was the only begotten of the Father, and yet they said you're born in fornication.
他是神的独生爱子，他们说你是个私生子。
He was the Holy One of God, and yet they said you're a sinner.
他是神的圣洁的。那一位，他们说你是一个罪人。
He was clothed with glory, and yet they stripped him down.
他披戴着荣耀，但是他们把他的衣服扒光。
The Lord's shoulders bore the world, and yet they whipped those shoulders with the Roman scourge.
主耶稣的肩膀肩负全世界的担子，但是他们用鞭子鞭打他。
The Lord went through the agony of Gethsemane and sweat.
主耶稣经历了克西马尼的痛苦，流汗流血滴。
He went through the injustice of Gabbatha and where they said, away with this man.
他经过了那个不义的审判，他们说，让他去吧。
He went through the rejection of Golgotha, forsaken by God and man.
他经过了骷髅地的弃绝，被人和神弃绝。
The Lord possessed immortality and yet he died.
那一位永恒不死的神竟然死了。
I'm trying to bring out how that the Lord was rich in glory and yet he was stripped of it all.
我要讲的是主耶稣他本是何等的富足，然而他被剥夺了一切，他成为贫穷。
I have said also the Lord was rich in his love relationship with the Father.
我也讲了主耶稣跟他父的爱的关系是何等的丰盛富足。
Consider his poverty in that area.
我们看看他如何在这一方面变成贫穷了。
I remember when we sent our son off to college.
我记得当我打发我们儿子去上大学的时候。
We had had not a perfect relationship, but there was hardly ever anything between us.
我们虽然不是十全十美的关系，但是我跟我儿子之间几乎是亲密无间的。
I said goodbye to my dear son.
当我跟我儿子，我的亲爱儿子拜拜的时候。
And I wept as he drove away.
他开车走的时候，我都哭了。
So for the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣基督神的儿子。
What must it have been when he left the Father's side?
当他离开父的怀抱的时候。
That communion between the Father and the Son was veiled upon the incarnation.
当他道成肉身的时候，父与子的关系隔上了一层阴影。
We see something of that in that the Lord Jesus prayed and wrestled through the night in prayer.
我们也看到这样的关系，当他在克西马尼园祷告、挣扎的时候。
He prayed in the night. He prayed in the morning.
他早上祷告，晚上祷告，昼夜祷告。
He went back three times in the Garden of Gethsemane to get through to God in prayer.
他三次回到克西马尼园，他要向神祷告，要通啊。
His communion with God was restricted.
他跟神的父神的关系也是受到一些限制。
You know how you feel when you receive only letters from your son.
你知道当你从你儿子得到一些信的时候，你也怎么感觉？
There is a distance there.
中间有一个距离呀。
And so then finally the Lord Jesus, his communion was broken at Calvary.
最后当他在十字架各个他的时候，他跟父的关系也隔绝了。
And he cries, why have you forsaken me?
他呼求为什么你要掩面不看我，弃绝我。
And don't you, Don't you know it's all the worse when you've known somebody for so long?
你知道，当你认识一个人非常熟悉很长时间，就更加的痛苦，分离就更可疼。
There you are at their funeral, and you knew them for many, many years, and you really feel it.
你在他们的葬礼，这是你一个好朋友，你多年的老友，你就觉得更痛苦。
And it's all the worse when you're intimate with them.
当你跟他关系很亲密、很好的时候，你就更痛苦。
One husband said of his wife, "We were so close that nothing could come between us."
有一个丈夫他说，我妻子跟我关系是何等亲密，我们毫无间隔。
How much more it was between the Father and the Son.
父神与圣子的关系更是亲密啊。
Now we've looked at the riches of the Lord Jesus.
我们看了主耶稣基督的富足。
He was rich in glory and he was rich in love, loving communion.
他本来在荣耀和关系上也富足，爱的关系也富足。
Now we've looked at the poverty of the Lord Jesus.
好，现在我们又看了主耶稣的贫穷。
Now number three, let's look at our poverty.
我们来看看我们自己的贫穷。
It says that we through his poverty might be made rich.
这里说到我们借着他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Our poverty here is not explicitly stated, but it is implied.
圣经没有明说我们是贫穷，但是是暗示我们本贫穷。
Our poverty, that is due to our sin, we are poor.
这是因着我们的罪，我们成了贫穷，一无所有。
We were in paradise, but now paradise is lost.
我们从前在乐园里，如今乐园失落了。
God made us upright, and we went astray like sheep.
神使我们造我们的时候是正直的，但是我们都如羊走迷。
If we could see people walking, if we could see people on the street,
如果我们看到大街上的老百姓。
And if we could see right into their hearts,
如果我们可以看透他们的心。
I think we would be devastated at how poor they are.
我们就会大吃一惊啊，他们的心是何等的贫乏，一无所有啊。
Oh, they may be wealthy outwardly, but inwardly they are poor.
可能他们外表很有钱，但里面他们是贫乏的。
Their soul is poor and wretched and miserable.
他们的灵魂一无所有，何等可怜啊。
They have nothing.
他们什么都没有。
And so we are wrecked. Like a car.
我们就像那个车撞了烂掉了废掉了一样。
We have a bad record.
我们有一个不良的记录。
And we have a bad heart.
我们也有个败坏的心地。
We love money rather than God.
我们爱钱财胜于爱上帝。
We love pleasures rather than God.
我们爱宴乐不爱神。
We love ourselves rather than God.
我们爱自己不爱神。
How extremely poor that is.
我们本是何等的贫乏。
It says we have exchanged our glory for a cow that eats grass.
我们把神的荣耀换为那个吃草的牛的形象。
We love darkness rather than light.
我们喜爱黑暗，不喜欢光明。
These are phrases from the Bible that describe our spiritual poverty.
这些从圣经来的话，讲到我们灵里头的贫乏。
And we try to improve ourselves, and we try to enrich ourselves, but it's all in vain.
我们想尽办法要使自己富足，但是都徒劳无功。
We go off to college and we spend big money.
我们上大学，我们花好多钱。
We get a degree in sociology and yet we can't get along with our father and mother.
我们赢得一个社会学的学位，但是我们跟我们爸爸妈妈都不知道怎么相处。
We can't get along with our husband or our wife.
我们跟夫妻都不知道怎么相处。
We get a degree in psychology.
我们拿一个心理学的学位。
And yet, they commit more suicide than anybody.
甚至心理学家自杀率比别人都高。
We get a degree in philosophy, and yet we don't know the real purpose of life.
我们拿一个哲学的学位，但是我们不知道生命的意义何在。
We get a degree in speech and communication, and yet we can't communicate with the God who made us.
我们拿一个跟人交通的传递信息的讲话的学位，但是我不知道如何跟人交往。
We get a degree in religion and yet we don't know God.
我们拿一个宗教的学位，但是我们不认识上帝。
See the Muslim beating his head against the wall until the blood runs down.
看那些回教徒用头撞墙直到鲜血流下来。
How poor is that?
何等的贫乏，一无所有。
See the Hindu going around with his arm up in the air for days after days until it withered.
看那些印度教徒举着手几个礼拜举着，直到手都枯萎了。
He thinks that will make him right with God. How poor!
他以为这样子可以讨神喜悦，何等的贫乏。
We see people at college, they drink until they die in their vomit.
我们看到在大学生喝酒喝酒，一直到他们死在他们的呕吐中。
How poor!
多贫乏。
Here are people that smoke cigarettes.
还有这些抽烟的人。
And put smoke in their lungs.
把烟弄到自己的肺里头去。
How poor! That's what you don't want smoke in your lungs.
你当然不要你的肺里头有烟了，多贫乏。
How poor we are.
我们是何等的一无所有。
Here's our bodies made so wonderfully.
神造我们是何等的奇妙。
And yet because of our sins we die and our body is thrown in the grave to rot.
因着我们犯罪，我们死掉。我们的身体被丢在坟墓里头腐朽。
What a poor condition we are in.
何等可怜贫穷的光景啊。
Man is poverty stricken.
人是一无所有。
Is that your worldview?
这是你的世界观吗？
It ought to break our hearts.
这应该叫我们心破碎啊。
It ought to move us to get out of ourselves.
这应该叫我们能够奋发起来。
Find in Christ the true riches.
在基督里找到真正的财富。
Let's consider, finally,
最后让我们考虑
our riches,
我们
through his poverty,
借着他的贫穷所得到的富足。
It says, through his poverty, we might be made rich.
圣经说，因他的贫穷，我们可以成为富足。
No, through his poverty, that is the poverty of the incarnation, the poverty of the cross, the poverty of his being stripped of everything.
他经过借着他的贫穷，就是他的十字架的贫穷，他的道成肉身的贫穷，他为我们放弃一切所有，他的贫穷。
For through the Lord's poverty, redemption was accomplished.
借着他的贫穷，救恩成了。
The Lord died to satisfy God's justice.
主耶稣死了，来满足父神公义的要求。
He died that we might live.
他死了，好叫我能够活过来。
He paid the price for our sin debt.
他为我的罪债还清了。
Through his poverty, we might be made rich.
借着他的贫穷，我可以成为富足。
We're not talking about physical riches.
我们现在讲的不是那个钱财，物质。
But we're talking about spiritual riches, the true riches.
我们讲的是灵里的富足，那个真正的财富。
The riches of adoption.
我们被收养成为神的儿女。
That we, if we are a true believer.
如果我们是真正基督徒。
We are no longer a criminal before an angry judge.
我们不是在一位生气的法官面前的罪犯。
But we are a beloved son before a loving heavenly father.
我们乃是慈父面前的爱子。
Our spiritual condition, our spiritual state has been radically changed.
我们的灵性光景是发生了翻天覆地的大改变，彻底的改变。
Do you believe that? Is that true for you? Can I say that's true for me?
你相信吗？这是对你来说是事实吗？我可以这样说，是对我是的。
Think of the riches of heirship.
想想成为神的后嗣的富足。
Solid joys and lasting treasures are ours.
实在的喜乐和永恒的宝藏是属于我的。
We see it so dimly.
我们如今看的是如此暗淡，像镜子一样。
Think of the riches of regeneration.
想想重生所得到的富足。
That we've been born again.
我们被重生了。
That the Spirit of the living God has invaded our hearts.
神的灵征服了我们的心。
That we are temples of God.
我们成了圣灵的殿。
That we have the power of God in our hearts.
有神的大能在我们心中。
It's a wonder we don't blow up like some overpowered machine.
我们没有爆炸，像一些过热的机器一样。
Think of the riches of justification.
想想被称义的富足。
Not only are my sins forgiven, past, present, and future.
不仅仅我所有的罪，过去、现在、将来，罪都得赦免了而已。
But I have a righteousness equal with the living God.
如今正面的，我跟神有同样的义，基督的义。
What a standing is yours if you're a true believer.
如果你是真正的信徒，你在神面前有何等荣耀的立场地位
？How can you boast? You can boast so much.
你可以夸那么多东西，你怎么夸呢？
Think of the riches of sanctification.
想想那成圣的富足。
That is holiness.
那是成圣，成为圣洁。
Look at your life if you're a believer.
看看你的生命，如果你是基督徒，看看。
Look at the sins that have fallen off.
看看从你生命中你的罪如何脱落了。
Grace, grace, grace has torn the chains off.
是恩典，恩典把那些罪的锁链给挣断了。
If you're a Christian, you have substantial, real victory over sin.
如果你是基督徒，你有真正的胜过罪恶的能力。
If it weren't for the grace of Christ,
若不是神的恩典,
you would not be able to get victory over the least little sin.
你生命中最小的罪你都胜不过。
It'd be like a blind man trying to swat a fly.
就像一个瞎子要拍苍蝇一样。
Think of the riches of communion we have with God.
想想你跟神的关系，那个交通的那个富足。
I mean, who are the priests?
你想想谁是祭司呢？今天
？If not the truck driver.
不是那些开卡车的。
If not the teacher.
不是那教书的。
If not the scientist.
不是那科学家。
It's the believer.
是信徒。
We are the priests of God. We have communion with God.
我们是那君尊的祭司，我们跟神有交通。
Approach God with that confidence. Think of the riches we have. Open heavens.
我们当坦然无惧地与神交通，想想我们在基督里有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Think of the riches of knowing God.
想想我们认识神是何等的富足。
It says in Jeremiah chapter 9,
耶利米书第九章说，
Don't let the rich man boast in his riches.
不要让那些富足的夸口他们是多么富足。
But let a man who boasts boast in this.
让夸口的夸这个。
That he knows God.
他认识耶和华。
We know God.
我们认识神。
We come to the end of our lives, we're going to be put in the grave, and we can say at the end of our lives, I know God.
来到我们生命的终了，我们入了不是地狱，入了坟墓，我们可以说我认识神。
Think of the riches of glorification.
想想得荣耀的富足。
Immortality is ours.
永恒的生命属于我。
Beauty is a big power. The quest for beauty is a big thing.
追求美容啊，追求美丽是一个大事儿。行，今天。
You go into the store and the shelves are loaded with all the creams and all the treatments.
你到那些商店里头去，到处是女人的化妆品啊。
And you look at the shelves and it's got all these magazines with pretty women.
你看那些杂志，都是美丽的女人那个样子。
The quest for beauty is a powerful thing.
寻求美丽是一个大有能力的动力。
But the Bible says all flesh is grass.
那圣经说所有的人类有血气都如草。
Not trees but grass.
不是树木乃是草。
Everybody is coming down. Everybody is getting old.
每个人都在走下坡路，越来越衰老。
You better go for the inner beauty, the true riches.
你要追求的是里面的美丽，那真正的富足。
You better get in with Christ and get a hold of immortality.
你要得到基督，得到那永远的生命。
The Christian comes to the end of his life and say, Oh grave, where is your victory?
基督徒来到生命终点，他可以说，哦，坟墓啊，你的得胜在哪里呢？
What riches are ours?
我们得的富足是何等之大。
We were headed for glory and not for hell.
我们迈向的是荣耀而不是地狱。
A harp, a horn, a crown of gold.
一个金琴，还有金冠冕。
You look in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, it speaks of the New Jerusalem.
你想到圣经里头，新约里头，讲到那新耶路撒冷。
Streets of gold.
黄金街道。
I don't believe it's talking about physical gold.
我相信讲的不是那个物质的金子。
Surely gold means something.
但是金子有意思的。
It's talking about our riches.
讲的是我们在天上的荣耀，我们的富足。
Now,
好。
We've talked about these four truths.
我们讲这四点四个真理。
And I will make these closing applications.
最后我要这样结尾。
First of all, this ought to be for our examination.
首先第一个应用，这应该我们自我反省，叫我们反省。
Am I rich toward God or am I poor?
我在神面前富足吗？还是贫乏的？
In Luke chapter 12,
在路加第十二章
it talks about a rich farmer.
讲到有一个有钱的财主
and he died.
农夫死掉了
and God said, you fool.
神说你这个无知的人啊
this night your soul is required of you.
今夜必要你的灵魂
and it says, so is everyone who is not rich toward God.
那些 向神不富足的也是如此。
The man had all these things and yet he perished in hell.
这个人哇有那么多的财富但是他在地狱里沉沦灭亡了。
So I'm asking, do you know the riches of God's saving grace?
所以今天问你的是你认识神救恩的富足吗？
How many people are rich and yet rich physically but yet poor spiritually?
有多少人物质上富足灵里却贫乏呢？
The actors and the athletes.
这些明星，这些演员，运动员。
The businessmen.
那些商人。
Yes.
Oh.
They have these riches, but yet they are poor.
他们满手财富，但是他们邻里贫穷。
Do you want to be a candidate for the riches of God's grace?
你愿意成为神的丰厚的富足的候选人吗？
The thing to do is get down.
你需要降卑下来。
Humble yourself.
跪下来。
God gives grace to the humble.
因为神赐恩典给那降卑的。
Grace is like water, it flows to the low spot.
恩典像水一样，它向低处流的。
Get down and say, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
降卑下来向神呼求，神啊，求你可怜我这个罪人。
John Bunyan, the famous author of Pilgrim's Progress.
约翰·班扬，天路历程的作者。
When he was converted,
当他得救了
he said, I saw myself as a hateful toad.
我看我自己就像一个可恶的小青蛙一样。
And I think that's what I was in God's sight also.
我想我自己也像个癞蛤蟆一样在神的眼中。
It says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, or the Lord is rich to all who call on him.
圣经说像凡是呼求他的神都大有丰富的怜悯。
That call, that's not some little mumbled prayer.
那个呼求不是细声细气的祷告。
It's a prayer of a desperate man.
是一个迫切的走到绝路的人的呼求。
Like a drowning swimmer.
像一个游泳要淹死的人的呼求。
You want God's riches? You better get desperate and get in with God.
你要神的丰富吗？你要迫切的向神呼求。
I'm saying first, this ought to be for examination, but secondly, for our adoration.
好，第一不仅仅是为我们的反省，第二也是为我们的敬拜感恩。
We ought to adore the Lord Jesus Christ for what He has done.
我们因着耶稣基督为我们所做的，应该敬拜他。
The Lord's humiliation was more than if angels became bats.
主耶稣降卑不仅仅是天使的降卑而已。
The difference between the richest man in the world and the poorest man in the world is no comparison to what the Lord Jesus did.
世界最富足的变成最贫穷的之间的距离跟主耶稣为我们所承的降卑无法比较。
And he did it for our sake. He came down and raked the mud to find the jewels.
他为我们成为贫穷，他在烂泥巴里头找到了珍珠。
Number three, this ought to be for our exaltation, that is our rejoicing.
第三，这也是为着我们的喜乐。
That everything is ours, even death, even life, present things to come, everything is ours.
凡事都是我们的，生或死，现在的事，将来的事，一切都是属我们的。
What riches are ours?
哇，何等大的富足啊！
In Ephesians 3:8, it speaks of the unsearchable riches of Christ.
以弗所书第三章第八节讲到这无可寻求的基督里的富足丰富。
When the United States made the Louisiana Purchase,
当美国买了 Louisiana 那个州
，I'm sure all that territory appeared unsearchable.
我相信那个整块地图都是寻不出它的宝藏有多少。
But it did get explored.
但是最后终于我们寻到了宝藏。
But with God, the riches He has for us are never going to be exhausted.
但是在神那里。那基督里的丰富是永远取之不尽用之不竭的。
Number four, this ought to be for our exhortation.
第四，这也是我们的劝勉，我们的劝诫。
And that's why Paul was writing to the Corinthians that they might follow the Lord's example.
所以保罗才写信给哥林多教会，好叫他们效法基督的榜样。
See how he gave.
看看他如何舍己基督。
And you could do your own Bible study and see how repeatedly The Lord Jesus' example is put before us.
你可以自己查圣经，看看主的榜样是如何一次又次重复摆在我们面前。
He says, "I give you an example that you should do like I did."
他说，我给你一个榜样，好叫你效法我。
We could ask, has our Christianity cost us anything?
我们可以问，哎，我的信仰是不是叫我付代价，付任何代价呢？
Look what it cost the Lord Jesus.
你看看主耶稣付了什么代价？
And we're called to follow His example.
他呼召我们要效法他的榜样。
The famous missionary C.T. Studd said this.
那有名的宣教士施达德怎么说？
If Jesus Christ is God,
如果耶稣基督是神，
And he died for me.
竟然为我而死。
Then there's no sacrifice too great for me to make for him.
那么我为他所付出的再大的牺牲与代价都是微不足道，不足挂齿的。
Finally, this ought to be for the purpose of prayer.
最后，这也应该帮助我们祷告。
Lord, would you make me rich?
主啊，愿你使我富足。
Would you make me rich in faith?
让我在信心上富足。
James 2:5 says,
雅各书第二章第五节说，
The Lord has chosen the poor to be rich in faith.
神选到了那些世上的穷人，好像他们在信心上富足。
To be full faith under the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的充满之下，充满了信心。
To not dwell where doubts arise and fears dismay.
不要住在那些怀疑的地方，那些侥幸的地方，那些惧怕的地方。
The Bible speaks of being rich in good works.
神也讲到在善事上富足。
You know, the Bible speaks of being rich in the Scriptures.
圣经讲到在道上富足。
Rich in the Scriptures.
在神的话语上富足。
How is it that so many people that claim to be Christians have hardly read the Bible?
怎么可能呢？这么多人说是信主，但圣经都没有读过一遍。
It says, "Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you."
圣经说，让他的道，基督的道，丰丰富富的存在你心里。
Be mighty in the Scriptures.
要在神的道上大有能力，丰丰富富。
We ought to be rich in our reputation as a Christian.
我们应该也在基督徒的名声上富足。
It says a good name is better than great riches.
圣经说，美名胜于财富。
We ought to expect to be rich in answers to prayer.
我们应该在神的回应祷告上富足。
George Mueller says, "I pray and the answers keep coming."
穆勒说，我不断祷告，答案也不断的来回应我的祷告。
We ought to be rich in souls.
我们应该在灵魂上富足。
In touching lives for Christ.
为主触摸别人的灵魂上也要富足。
Paul said to the Thessalonians, "What is my joy, my crown, my hope of rejoicing? It's you."
保罗说，在帖撒罗尼迦说，我的冠冕。我的荣耀是什么呢？就是你。
Paul was rich in souls.
保罗在赢得灵魂上也富足。
We ought to be rich in wisdom.
我们也要在智慧上富足。
About five times in the book of Proverbs, it says,
在箴言五次说，
Wisdom is better than gold, even the finest gold.
智慧胜于黄金，比纯金更宝贝。
So the Lord was rich.
主耶稣本来富足，
but he became poor,
为我们成为贫穷，
that we in our poverty,
好叫我们因着他的富足，
might be made rich.
我们在贫穷中可以成为富足。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.
愿耶稣基督的恩惠与你同在。
Amen.
Amen.
珍珠们比喻强新天和新地，疾苦悲痛都成为过去，但你的伤痕仍在，永远为印记，生命答案
please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.